Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Jai, Nama Acharya Srila Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokobinath Sham Guru Radha Kunigiri Gurutan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai, Div Tham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Ki Jai, Rangamani Ki Jai, Jagannamai Ki Jai, Lucy Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrindavan Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, go pray in that day. You said we speak on Bhagavad Gita, but I think I'll speak on Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, Lord Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna. This is text 58. Samashrita ye pada pallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare pavam budir vatsa param param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. Lord Brahma said, for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's footprint. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, a place where there is no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Purport. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are described as Pallava, flower buds, because they are most tender and of a pinkish hue. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the word Pallava
also indicates that Lord Krishna's lotus feet are just like desire trees, which can fulfill all the desires of the Lord's pure devotees. Even exalted devotees like Narada, who are themselves the great shelter for the conditioned souls in this universe, personally take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Thus, it is natural that when Lord Krishna manifested himself as all the young boys and calves of Vrindavan, their parents were more attracted to them than previously. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and being all attractive, the ultimate object of everyone's love. Om Jnana Jnanam Tasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Maitam Tathati Shapatam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jata Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavam, Shri Rupam Shagrashatam, Shahagana Naganatam, Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvetam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamstha He Krishna Karuna Sintho Dina Mantho Jagatpate O Kesha O Pika Kanta Radha Tantakam Shanakodanki Radhe Namaneshari Prashadhanu Sute Devi Paramami Mori Priye Vanchako Kataru Vyascha Kripasandho Pyare Nacha Katitanam Kavanevyo Vaishnevyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Gaur Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vachari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Samashrutaye Padupallabham Pramam Mahatpadam Punyayashom Rai Babam Budir Vatsapadam Padam 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 Yadvi Padam Matesha Padam Padam Yadvi Padam Vipada means emergency, danger. Vipad. And padam padam means every step. At every step in this material world, there's danger. There's no safe place anywhere in the material world. We hardly need to give examples. We all have practical experience. And we're sitting nicely. And at any moment, everything can change in an instant. nature, miseries from other living beings, miseries suddenly from the body and mind. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, great danger can take place. Padam padam, at every step. Why? Because this is the material world. It's so constructive that there's no safety. We may have our whatever arrangements. We have our safe home. We have our security guards or bodyguards. We have our doctors. We have the government. We have this. We have that. Atmasanyeshusatsvapi. Bhagavatam says they're all fallible soldiers. Because every one of us, or every one of them, is under the clutches of the material nature. No one can even save himself. What to speak of saving others? The whole material cosmic manifestation is finally just absorbed into the body of Lord Vishnu. And all living beings, avasham, helplessly, are absorbed back into the body of the Lord. And then and the next cycle of creation will come out. So they're coming and going. Avasham, prakritir vishanti. Helplessly, under the control of material nature. We may think, I have things under control, but we have nothing under control. Seems alright, we have some little control, but even that control can be finished in one moment. Padam, padam, vipadam. It was my little experience on the day before I came to England. I was walking from one side of a temple to the other side, but I was walking in the dark. And someone had put a wall there. just high enough. You know, one moment everything's fine, and the next moment you're on the ground, wondering how you got there. And of course, it's the wall's fault. It's not your fault. But this is the material world. Small dangers, great dangers, at every step. Anything. So, the samashrita, ye padapalabham plabham. Samashrita, those mean those who completely take in shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Padapalabham plabham. The Lord's lotus feet are compared to a boat for crossing over the ocean of material existence. Mahatpadam. The Krishna, at Krishna's lotus feet, the whole Mahatattva is residing. Mahatpadam. He's so great that the entire cosmic manifestation is there just at his lotus feet. Every one of us is under the control of the laws of material nature. But Krishna is beyond all material laws. Prakriti. No. Maya adhyachena prakriti. Sudhate sacharachana. Because of Krishna's control, all material world is working. Everything is moving by Krishna's control. The intelligent persons, the less intelligent persons, are taking shelter of fallible soldiers.
My family will protect me, my government will protect me, my doctor will protect me, my insurance company will protect me, American Express will protect me. But they can't protect themselves. But Krishna can act, is actually the protector of all the surrendered souls. Samashrita. He is the complete shelter for every living being. Samashrita Yehi Bhadra Bhagavan Plavan Mahatpadam Punya Yasha. Just the glories of Krishna are in themselves purifying when heard and chanted. Punya Yasha. Yasha means reputation or fame. In the material world, mostly it's papa yasha. People are famous for unscrupulous activities or for exploiting one another. There's a war, and whoever wins becomes famous as a great soldier, a great patriot, great this. It just means he defeated the other guy when they're both attempting to exploit the resources of material nature. How people become, especially in this age, infamous. They become famous for being lowlifes, famous for intoxication, famous for gambling, famous for illicit sex, famous for indiscriminate eating, famous for exploiting the resources of the material. And by hearing about their activities, one becomes polluted. There's so much rubbish literature, People magazine, Stardust. For hearing about the activities of mundane and foolish creatures. And by reading such literature, our mind just fills up with rubbish and becomes polluted. But Krishna's punya yasha. Shrimatam svapata Krishna punya shravatiyati. Brilliant taksto yavadrani kutuno ti sukhasatam. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna is purifying. And for one who chants or hears seriously, Krishna from within acts as the best well-wishing friend and frees the heart from all and one. And Murari, there was one demon, Mura demon, who was living underneath the sea. And Krishna finished him off, no problem. He was surrounded by electric fences and all sorts of super ultra anti-terrorist fortifications. But Krishna broke through everything and finished him off. Murari. So he's famous as Murari. Bhavan Buddhir Vatsaparam. Bhavan Buddhi means, Ambuddhi means the ocean. Ocean of Bhava, material existence. The material world is an ocean of difficulty, ocean of miseries, ocean of troubles. But Vatsapada, for the Krishna conscious person, the person who takes shelter of Krishna, the ocean becomes like Vatsapada. Vatsapada means the calf's footprint. How many of you have seen the calf's footprint? Not a whole lot of farmers here. Okay, a few more hands up. Vatsapada means the calf's footprint. The calf has a little hooves, and some water collects in the print. Maybe this much. Is it a big problem to step over that amount of water? It's not a problem. So for one who takes shelter of Krishna,
that vast ocean of material existence becomes like the little puddle of water in the hoofprint of a calf. Vatsapana. Padam padam yadvi padam. Natesha. This material world, which is dangerous at every step, is not the place for them. Actually, it's not the place for anyone, Prabhupada said. It's not a fit place for any gentleman. But we're condemned to stay here on account of turning away from Krishna and trying to independently exploit material nature. But when one takes shelter of Krishna and his lotus feet, then this is no longer the place for him. Parampadam. Parampadam means tadtama padam mamal. The transcendental abode of Krishna is his actual destination. The impersonalists want to merge with God. They want to become one with God. But that's not a position they can maintain. First of all, it's hardly a position one can reach. And even if somehow Krishna, right, so much trouble, if one reaches that position, he has to fall down again. Because it's not our actual normal place of residence. The real place is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, where there's no anxiety. Kunta, anxiety, and Vaikuntha, place of no anxiety. Well, one can go there. And not come back to this material world. This is the real business of human life. We're not meant to stay here and be in danger at every moment. Prabhupada said of these four propensities that human beings share with the animal, propensity to eat, sleep, mate, the fourth one is the most prominent, to defend. Or actually it's buoyant, to fear. We're defending because we're always in fear. Fear of this, fear of that. In America, threat level is orange. Terrorism, threat level is orange. We're in fear. Fear, children are in fear of being teased by some other child. Adults are in fear of embarrassment. The whole world is full of fear, big or small, because it's a dangerous place, a troublesome place. Well, it's not our place, unfit place. Therefore, no one should stay. Everyone should take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and go to the only secure place, the place of Krishna's lotus feet. How things work out in the material world, how things work in the material world, no one can figure out. Why things happen the way they do, when things will happen the way they will, no one exactly knows. Scientists may try to figure it out and predict this will happen, that will happen. It's not sure. And even if we figure something out, there'll be something we don't figure out. You know, in Kashi, we figured out how to perform austerities and get so many benedictions, but he didn't figure it out. Then Srinidhi would come. So Bhishma Dev was talking to the Pandavas after the battle of Kurukshetra. After the Kurukshetra battle, Maharaj Yudhisthira was feeling very morose, because although he won the battle, the cost was so great. All of his grandfather was lying in a bed of arrows, his so many brothers,
for him to become all things. All to put him on the throne. So instead of feeling jubilant, Yudhisthira Maharaj was morose. And even Krishna couldn't pacify him. Even Krishna couldn't give instruction by which to pacify him. The better you go to your grandfather, Bhishma Dev. Because Krishna wanted to glorify his devotee. So Krishna said that it seems I can't say anything to pacify your heart. Better that you go here from grandfather Bhishma. At that time Bhishma was lying on a bed of arrows because in the fight he stood against Arjuna, and as a matter of duty, Arjuna was shooting arrows, and the arrows pierced the body of Bhishma Dev, and he fell, lying on the bed of these arrows. But he received the benediction that he would die only at the time when he so chose. And he was so fixed in Krishna consciousness that although that in such a painful condition, he was calm and grave. So Yudhisthira Maharaj approached Bhishma Dev for instruction. And Bhishma Dev gave him so much counsel and advice.
But one thing he said, na hyasya karhichid rajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijigyasaya yukta muyanti
kaviyopi. Bhishma Dev himself was feeling the weight of the losses in the battle of Kurukshetra. And he was feeling how much trouble these Pandavas had to go through. Yudhisthira Maharaj was the most righteous person. And their wife, Draupadi, was like the goddess of fortune. Pandavas were all devotees of the Lord. And still they had to go through so much. Their attempt was to poison them, to set fire to the place where they were living in so many different ways. The attempt was made to kill them. Finally, they had to go into exile for so many years. So many hardships were there. So Bhishma Dev was feeling very acutely how much trouble these pure-hearted souls had to go through. So then he spoke this verse. Na hiyasya karhichit rajan puman veda vidhitsitam. My dear king, Rajan, no one can know Krishna's plan.
Vidhitsitam means his plan. Na hiyasya karhichit rajan puman veda
vidhitsitam. No one can know what his plan is.
Yad vijigyasaya yukta muhyanti kaviyopihi.
Kaviya means great munis, great sages, great philosophers.
Vijigyasaya yukta.
They inquired. They philosophized, they inquired, they tried to make sense of it all. This is because of this, this is because of this, this is because of that, and this, and this, and that. And finally, Muhyanti. They're bewildered. They can't follow it. No one can figure out why Krishna does what he does. Sometimes he may explain something to some extent, some hint may be given. But ultimately, why everything is the way it is, no one will figure out. No one will figure out. It's too complex. Of course, the living beings are suffering and enjoying on account of their karma. No one can even figure out their karma. There's a kind of therapy called past lives therapy. Under hypnosis, someone takes you back, supposedly, to a past life. And I remember, yes, I was this, I was that, this happened, that happened. And the idea is that the troubles that I'm going through in this life must have their root in the past life. And if I can remember the past life, that will dissolve the problem. But that itself is problematic. The first thing is that there are cases where children spontaneously remember previous lives, or so it seems. But there's no evidence that that solves their problems. It's not that they have no difficulty in life, that all their problems are solved, that there's no psychological hang-ups, nothing. Because they remember a previous life. They apparently remember, and it doesn't do any good. It doesn't solve the problem. And the second thing is that that's only one life. The problems that I have in this life, or the successes that I have in this life, come not just from my past life, but the life before that, the one before that, 10 before that, the 100 before that, the 10 million before that. Who can sort their way through it? Okay, I figured out my past life. Yeah, that's only one. Ready for the next one? Not ready for the next 10,000? Who can go back and figure it all out? And apart from psychological hang-ups, there's just things that are meant to hit me. One of my best friends with whom I went to school, good-looking guy, smart, popular, you know, kind of, what would you say, lively person, life of the party kind of person, but intelligent. And in his teens, he was hit by a car and paralyzed. And his whole life changed. Another girl that I went to school with, I was driving with one of my mother's friends about 5 years ago, and this friend was still living in the town where I had grown up. And she said, who was in your class? This one, that one, and she's telling me different things about this one and that one. And what about this girl? You didn't hear? No, didn't you hear? You must have heard. Anyway, went on. It seems that the girl had been driving to, she'd been accepted at a very good college, and she's driving to school. Her father's driving her up to college, along with her younger sister and her mother. And along the way, they had a flat tire. So the father got out to fix the tire, and the two girls got out to help. And while they were fixing tire, a car came along, driven by a drunk driver, and killed all three of them. Just like that. And the mother sitting in the car. In one moment. You know, I thought this girl by now, she's like married, she has so many children. She's been dead for like 35 years. And just like that. Now, why? It means that some karma was there. She had good karma. She was born in a good family, got admitted to a good college, good-looking girl, bright. Everything, you know, very positive. But something was there that before she reached 20, she was finished and went home. So the mother had very good karma, nice daughters, good husbands, good house in a good town, so many things. And in one moment, everything was finished. And the driver wasn't even insured. Not that it would have made a great difference, but not even that. Well, who can figure out how complex we've created our own karma by our activities? And who can figure out all the ins and outs of it? The greatest supercomputer in the world would not be sufficient for even two lifetimes, probably even one lifetime. All the things we do in our life, big and small. But you add so many more lifetimes to that, and then you put all these people with their histories together in families and countries and societies and nations, and who can figure out what's going to go on? Possible. And then apart from their own karma, Krishna may have some plan of his. Who will figure it out? Bhagavatam says, no one will figure it out. Kamiyopi, even if he's the greatest, the smartest, the most intelligent, will not figure it out. Vigyasaya yukta. Even inquiry. Going deep into the subject matter, philosophers go really deep. They'll not understand. They'll not understand. This is Krishna. He's very mysterious. And this is our position. We're very small. How much can I know? I don't even know that the wall is there. I'm about to fall over it. I'm in the dark, literally. And then if I try and figure out, well, why was I there with the wall there at that moment, at that time? How do I figure it out? What does it mean? At least we can figure out that this is the nature of the material world. Padam padam yad vipadam. There was danger, there was an emergency, there was a disaster. What did you expect? Krishna certifies, Dukkhalena Shashvatam, this is such a world that is full of troubles. And we expected that there was going to be clean, what did they say, smooth sailing, blue skies. That's not the real world. If things are going great, watch out. Our luck will change. That's the nature of the material world. And we're working very hard to make it secure. And I'll know I've got a good job, I've got a good house, I've got my family staying together, good education. Check, 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 check. Womp. We have all our checks, and one slap, and everything can change. Padam, padam, at every step, that possibility is there. So we're thinking, yes, I'll be secure, and I'll be all right. I'm okay. We're all in danger. Except when we take shelter of Krishna. Because then, whatever danger, whatever, there's no danger for a Krishna conscious person. If the plane crashes, he goes back to Gaya. If the plane lands safely, he's all right. And if the plane crashes, he goes back to Gaya. He can't lose. If things go very well, that's nice. He serves Krishna happily. If things go terrible, that's an advantage for Krishna's service. Prabhupada's business fell apart, and he was forced, practically, the way he tells it anyway, that he tried to build up his material circumstance, everything. should have gone nicely, but it couldn't happen. So he gave up on this material world and started the Hare Krishna movement. Not simply out of frustration, but he took advantage. His Guru Maharaj instructed him, please spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada thought, yes, I'll build up my business and I'll have some money and I'll use it for spreading Krishna consciousness. Krishna said, no, I'll take away all your money. And you can go to America and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Krishna had some power. Nimitta mantra of a simple assumption. We don't exactly know what Krishna's plan is, but the plan is that we should be engaged in the service of Krishna. Whether things go this way, or things go that way, or things go the third way, my business is to serve Krishna. And as long as I'm serving Krishna, then I'm not subject to this material world. Of course, my body is there, it's subject to all the material laws. But ultimately, I'm a free man. This may happen, that may happen, the other thing may happen, but my business is to take shelter of Krishna. The children's rhyme is there. It's not a rhyme, I guess. Yeah, it's a rhyme. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Right? The Krishna conscious person knows the words won't harm me, the sticks and stones won't harm me, nothing will harm me because I'm not this body. I'm the spirit soul. So even if you break my bones, you can't break me. I'm going to speak of the words. You can handle that. Now our business at every step is to surrender to Krishna. Padam padam yadvi padam. At every step there's danger. Therefore, padam padam, at every step we should surrender to Krishna. At every step there's shelter of Krishna. So what does that mean? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The practical, it's not just sentimental. Take shelter. How do you take shelter from the known? This is practical. Abhinata Namanam. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. But we should always chant Hare Krishna, hear Hare Krishna, remember Krishna, serve Krishna. And we're in the safest position. Prabhupada one time said, Sankirtan movement is the safest position in the material world. Wherever there's Hare Krishna, we're safe. Okay, now there's some questions.
The best thing.
I can recommend something else. You do this, you do that. But this is the best thing. By chanting, as long as we're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna's there. But chanting Hare Krishna means remembering Krishna. That's the best program. You can chant Hare Krishna in the shower, you can chant Hare Krishna in the car or the train, you can chant Hare Krishna. Go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. It's so practical. Chant. Then in time of danger you'll also automatically chant.
The lust is always going on. There's always, we say, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, or defend, fear. fear is the most prominent, but the other three manage to be pretty prominent also. A lot of eating going on wherever you go. If there's five stores, two of them will be a pub or a restaurant. The eating is always going on. A lot of sleeping, a lot of life. Sex is very prominent. But there's always fear. Even in sex, there's fear. My girl will leave me, or I'll leave him, or she won't be satisfied with me, I won't be satisfied with her, or this will happen, that will happen. Even while sex is going on, there's fear. Fear that somebody's going to find out, or fear that whatever it is. Fear is all over the place. Sounds a little surprising because we would think that out of the four, mating is the most prominent, but those are fear. I mean, after all, when you look at your government, it's spending most money on fear. Either defending against it for its own citizens, or creating it for the citizens of other countries. Or creating it for its own citizens also. The government spends, well, like 60%, 70%.
On defense.
About, say, 60% more, almost two-thirds of every pound is spent on the fearing problem. And then, you go into the drugstore, and, what is it? Fear of headaches, fear of bad breath, fear of body odor, fear of yellow teeth. Fear of acne, fear of then fear of serious diseases, fear of breaking your bones or contracting flu. If you don't take this shot, you could get this. Whole huge vaccination programs with people getting unnecessary shots because fear has been instilled in them. If you don't take this shot, this is going to happen to you. Or it could happen to your children if you don't get them inoculated with the latest, greatest product. Anything could happen to them. The amount of Chan Krishna, but the acoustics are not the best yet. If you could speak up a little bit.
Yeah, I want to chant Krishna, but I find the life is like so many different hurdles or steps in the way that family ties.
There's so many, you'd like to chant Hare Krishna, but there's so many hurdles and steps in the way, family ties and this and that. Well, hurdles are meant for jumping over. Apratiyata, devotional service can't be stopped by any material hurdle or obstacle. Chanting Hare Krishna, it's not really stoppable. You can chant Hare Krishna. It's only a question of your desire. Only a question of your desire. Right? But the problem is that we know it's good, but my desire is not so strong, and then other people have a desire that I do something other than chant. Therefore, we should associate with the devotees. We associate with the devotees, they're chanting, and by their company, I'm also chanting. On my own, it may be a little difficult. I know it would be good for me to chant, I know it's recommended, I know it would feel better, I know it would help me, but when I associate with devotees, then naturally I'll chant. Because that's what devotees do. They get together and chant. There's a program for chanting. We know it's going to be Hare Krishna. And then by that association, I build my strength. And then by strength, I can chant anywhere. The obstacles. Like here, it said that there's an ocean of miseries, but it shrinks to the size of a cat's footprint. Those big obstacles, when we chant Hare Krishna, become small obstacles. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Gaur Vrindavan Deva.